Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Raw Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. And I hope you'll call in. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my right, my beautiful, lovely wife, Lynn Golder, co-host.
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Before Halloween edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, my other co-host tonight, co-host David Hildebrand.
Good evening, everybody. Good to be back. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And welcome back,
Mr. Hildebrand.
Yep. And right behind the scenes, behind the glass, which Dave and I can't see, but we know he's there, Chris Shaw.
Right.
Who told you that? Hey, Mike.
More
hey,
importantly,
Dave.
We know when he's not there.
Yeah. When he's not there, there's no show.
Do we really know?
Yeah.
So you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
If you're tuning in for the first time, I want to know what this show is all about. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you're visually impaired or blind or sighted, you're welcome to call in anytime. That's 407-894-1680. Everything's on the table except we don't talk about politics and we don't talk about religion. What?
And Michael, before we go to the serious, I just have a couple happy shout-outs,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
The first one, we would like to wish a belated happy birthday to one of our loyal listeners out of the Orlando area, Patricia King. Happy birthday,
hey,
Patricia.
Hey, Patricia. I know Patricia King,
all right.
Too.
Patricia,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patricia.
Happy birthday to you.
And then I'd just like to do a funny little quick shout-out to another loyal listener in Orlando, Kelly James.
Kelly James.
Kelly!
She was our guest host last week, and Kelly, I've got my Halloween beret on, and I love it with the pumpkin, and it's so cute. Wanted to tell you that. All right, Michael, I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. Now for a serious note, and for those who don't know, something happened in Pittsburgh yesterday, which was terrible. A synagogue was the biggest shooting in the history of synagogues in this country. 11 people died in Pittsburgh at a synagogue. 11 people died. Some other people were hurt. Policemen were hurt in the shootout. But 11 people died. A husband and wife died. Two brothers died. And then here's a real terrible one. This woman was in the Holocaust.
She's a survivor.
She was a survivor of the Holocaust.
97 years
so
old.
So the Germans didn't kill her, but an American killed her. She's 97 years old. And here, an American killed her. Okay, so the Nazis didn't kill her, but this guy who came in and shot up the synagogue did. So you want to think about life and how tragic life is. What else can I say? Okay, so just want to say
our prayers
with the people
in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope the world gets better, because right now
it's
the United States of America is not too good right now. All I can say. So. Hey, folks, I don't know if you heard about, on a happier note, that Blind and Beyond are going around with an ice cream truck. Last week was our first time, and we did it in Orlando. We gave it to the White Cane, ice cream truck.
The White Cane event.
Yep. We gave out free ice cream to a lot of people that were there. Everybody there got free ice cream. And so now we're going around the country with the ice cream truck. So if you have something that you want to discuss with us, and if you have quite a few people listening to the show from wherever you are, we're here for you. Just let us know, and we'll have the ice cream truck. I'm not coming for 10 people. But the point is, if you have quite a few people listening to the show, we're here for you. And like I said before, if you have PSAs you want to give us out, and by the way, next week, that's November 4th, next week, we open in South Florida. That's right, from Miami to Stuart. We'll be on radio station WFTL, which is 50,000 watts, 850 on the AM dial. That's 850 on the AM dial every Sunday night, same time, 7 to 9.
So you can hear it on Stewart, from Stewart to Miami. That's huge. They told me there's between Stewart to Miami is the biggest area in the country for visually impaired and blind. There's supposed to be 500,000 people in that area that's visually impaired and blind from Stewart to Miami. What?
You know, I just want to do a quick quick little PSA for Lighthouse, and then I'd like to talk to David in
Absolutely.
A couple of minutes,
yep.
see what he's been up to. So I just want to tell everybody in the Orlando area, Central Florida area, that Lighthouse, another event, coming up November 16th from 1 to 8:30 p.m. It's their Family Workshop Friday. Family Workshop Friday, November 16th. And so you and your family members can go and learn about how to live with vision loss. So, Dave.
I want to ask you, Dave. Now, I got to ask you a question, because so far, a lot of people might not know you. Every week, we have new people tuning in. You do a lot of traveling. Is that right?
Yeah, probably more than I can afford to.
But, traveling
yeah.
musician. He's
so
a traveling musician.
Where did you just come back from?
I just came back from a little trip to England.
England. Now, for those people don't know, you've been blind almost since birth. Is that right?
I've been legally blind since birth, and pretty much and totally blind since I was about 11.
Okay, since 11 years old, right? And you're
right.
blind.
That's true.
Okay, but yet you go to England. You go around the world.
And Amsterdam,
right?
They just went to.
So
oh,
that
yeah.
doesn't stop you, is that right?
That has not stopped me yet. That's for
good.
Sure.
So, folks, you want to call up and talk to Dave about his traveling? 407-894-1680, because listen to him. He's totally blind. So when you're sitting there and you're saying you're totally blind, you're not in a wheelchair. I understand if you're in a wheelchair, you can't travel that much. You can still travel a little bit, but you can't travel that much. But if you're not in a wheelchair, listen to Dave. He can travel all over the country, and he's totally blind.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that a lot of times people are not so much interested in the logistics. Like, how are you able to travel and get through an airport? They want to know, sighted friends a lot of times have asked me, why? You know, why do you want to travel?
Well, that sounds well, like well, his brother.
You can't see the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, there we go. Here
so,
we,
we're going to go to break now, guys.
We're going to go to break.
And then we have our guest caller on the other side.
Okay. So
after that,
what you're saying right now, Dave, we have to have a discussion because I went through this whole through my brother. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up and a very interesting guest caller right when we come back.
That's
looking
right.
forward to it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Well, we have our first guest on the line, and her name is Rebecca.
That's right.
Rebecca, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Rebecca Alexander,
Rebecca
to be specific.
Alexander.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today?
Thanks. How are you guys?
Talk into that your phone.
Yeah. Are you close to your phone, Rebecca?
I am. I'm calling you from my cell phone. It's the only one I got.
No, I can hear you now.
Now we can hear you
loud and clear.
Well, let me tell everybody that joining us today is Rebecca Alexander. And Rebecca is a speaker, an author, and an advocate for genetic research. Because Rebecca was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at age 12. And then later on, she also learned she had the gene mutation for Usher syndrome. Wow, Rebecca, you've had a lot of challenges in your life.
I sure have.
Right. So
what area do you live?
I live in New York, in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured the area code 917 was Manhattan. Uh-huh.
That's
so,
right.
So you were diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and Usher syndrome type 3, which I've never heard of, and they both result from genetic mutation. Can you tell everybody out there listening to a little bit about your diagnosis and your experience with genetic testing and how it would identify your conditions?
Yes, sure.
Great.
So one of the important things just to sort of share here is that Usher syndrome and retinitis pigmentosa are not two different diseases. Usher syndrome is a genetic condition. It's the most common genetic cause of deaf blindness in this country and around the world. And it's made up of both progressive vision and hearing loss. And the vision loss of Usher syndrome is retinitis pigmentosa. So when you say that somebody has Usher syndrome, essentially what you're saying is they have RP associated with hearing loss as well.
Well, that's very interesting because over the years, you know, we've been on the air many years and we've met people that are blind and began to develop hearing loss, and they said they had Usher syndrome. So now what you're telling us is that it's linked. It's genetically linked.
Yes, they are. When you say someone has, are you, so you So when you say somebody has Usher syndrome, you know that means they have RP.
Wow. Did you know that, David?
Yeah.
Oh, meet David Hillebrandt, our co-host tonight. This
Hi
is
there,
Rebecca.
Good to meet you. I'm excited to learn a lot of good, important stuff myself, which I had no idea about that Usher was connected to RP.
I did not either.
And deaf, so.
David is blind, but he doesn't have RP, correct, David? Can I say that? Yeah, yeah. So tell us some more about what you learned about the inherited disorder, because this is really interesting.
Yeah, sure. So there are three forms of Usher syndrome, and a person born with type 1 is born completely deaf and is gradually losing their vision, and their vision loss tends to have a more rapid decline. It starts in their late adolescence, early teens, and a person born with type 2 is born with a set amount of hearing loss and is progressively losing their vision, and generally they don't really experience further hearing loss until they're much older, and that could be age-related. And a person with Usher syndrome type 3, which is what I have, experiences the mildest onset of both progressive vision and hearing loss. And so most people with Usher syndrome are diagnosed with their hearing loss before their vision loss. And I happen to be diagnosed with my vision loss first, which was unusual. And it's actually through genetic testing that not only Usher syndrome was, when I was first diagnosed with Usher syndrome, it didn't even exist. Type 3 did not exist. There was Usher 1 and Usher 2, but no Usher syndrome type 3. And I was a sophomore at the University of Michigan, and I experienced really loud ringing in my ears that didn't go away for a couple of weeks. And they basically said, well, you don't just have RP, you have something called Usher syndrome. We've never seen it as it presents itself in you, but because of both vision and hearing loss, it can't be anything else. And so my family sent a lot of our blood work to actually a researcher we happened to find in Helsinki, Finland, because there was a small population of people in Helsinki, Finland, who had this rare genetic form that they hadn't identified. And it was my own family's blood work that was the missing link that helped actually finally identify that there is, in fact, an Usher syndrome type 3, which is what I have.
I have a question for you. We had a guest, so to speak, on the air a couple weeks ago, but she could not talk to us on the air, and she asked if she could record her information, her bio, and as if we were talking to her, but she recorded it because she was deaf and she was losing her sight. So now I'm thinking she must have one of the two or three that you're talking about, genetic, Usher syndrome 2 or 3. But my question to you is, what are you using? Do you have cochlear implants, or how are you listening? How are you hearing?
Well,
this?
Yeah. So, I mean, and so I'm very fortunate. My loss was a bit later. I was able to develop speech early on. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I took sign language and later learned tactile sign language, which is the language of the deafblind, which mm-hmm. is what Helen Keller used. But I developed normal speech, so I started wearing hearing aids when I was pretty much in college, and then we didn't really know. I never believed I was ever going to need cochlear implants, but I had no roadmap. Nobody else that I, really knew had this. I now know of about four other people who have this, or five other people who have the same genetic mutation I do.
Wow.
But I am now cochlear implanted in both sides.
You are.
I will be 40 in February.
Wow, it's amazing. You're just... you're communicating just 150%. It's terrific. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why you believe, Rebecca, that genetic testing is something so important and enables patients and their families to become better self-advocates? Because a lot of people they've never heard of retinal genetic testing.
And they don't think it's real.
They think, oh, this is a bunch
BS.
Of baloney. Yeah. But tell us why it is so important.
Sure. So, it's interesting because I often meet people when I give, talks around the country, and they say, yeah, I have Usher syndrome, and I ask them what type, and they have no idea. They have no clue. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, somebody once said to me, well, I have the same kind as you do. And I said, well, how do you know that? And she said, because it seems like we both talk pretty well. And, it's just like, okay, that. So it's not.
That's really scientific.
Because you see somebody who looks like you and you figure,
right.
Oh, well, we probably have the same condition. Anyway, so there's Spark Therapeutics started a campaign called I Want to Know. And it's
right.
I as in EYE, want, WANT, 2, the number 2, to know, K-N-O-W. So it's iwanttoknow.com. And if you go there, you can really sort of look more into what genetic testing entails. But the reason why it's so important is because when you are diagnosed with an IRD, an inherited retinal degenerative condition, like Usher syndrome, like RP, like Stargardt's disease, like macular, you know, anything that you may be diagnosed with, we want to know, okay, well, so what does this mean? And for many of us, this is, you know, our first introduction to it. We don't even know where to start. People have a tendency to go online, and I think the worst thing you can do is go online, because it's a bottomless pit of just people posting everything of worst case scenarios of what's happened with their vision, of how they didn't receive help, or, you know, and so I think that it can be a little bit gloom and doom and compare and despair. And there is actually very informative, you know, there are very informative resources out there. And so I think that once you find out what genetic mutation you have the ability to have a sense of what the best resources that are out there will be to help either you or your child.
There you go.
And that's, I think for parents,
that's
it becomes,
that's it.
Right. For parents, it becomes very overwhelming, you know, to know whether, you know, your child is going to need to have their textbooks enlarged, or, you know, whether there are special devices they can use at school. If you have Usher syndrome, and you know, your child has hearing aids, and they need to have an FM system in the classroom so they can hear the teacher, you know, better. But
Rebecca, let me interrupt you for 1 second. I just want to throw out the phone number in case anybody has a question for you. Okay. So if anybody has a question for Rebecca about genetic testing, or maybe you had an IRD test and how it helped you or how it impacted your life, please call 407. I almost gave out your number, Michael. Yeah. 407-894-1680. So please continue,
Rebecca.
But
I got to ask you another question. Yeah. I have to interrupt you this.
You're a great speaker too, Rebecca.
Yeah,
you're fascinating.
I have to ask a question. All right? Here's a question that it can help this radio show. Okay, you're in New York, so I don't know if you know about our radio show. This radio show is a national radio show. It's the only big radio show in the country that are commercials. It's all commercial, and it's a commercial airline, and we're in all over the country.
Not an airline. You said an airline.
Did I say an airline?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I meant, that's funny. A radio show.
Yeah.
And here's my question. If you're sitting in St. Louis, or you're in Dallas, where we are right now, or next week we start in Miami to Stewart, so all the cities in Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach and Boca. If you're sitting there, you're yourself. Why should you call in and discuss it with you? Or go to our website and look up the pages, talk about
iwanttoknow.com. It's EYE.
Yeah, so the question is, why should people do that? Tell me, I'm curious, you as a visually impaired and blind person, why should you do it? Because I've asked some of my friends who are listeners, and they say, it's all BS, we don't do nothing.
Rebecca?
So could you help us
with
that?
I'm interrupting, Michael, but would you agree, Rebecca, that it's about not being selfish? Yes, it helps yourself, but you're, like you said, you're going to hopefully help your offspring, your grandchildren, or, you know, other people out there in the community to learn more about what you're experiencing. What do you think?
I think that it's most important to know that there is a lot out there. And I've never heard of this radio show. And, you know, I'm someone who is very, very well-versed in the, you know, blind and visually impaired. And I have a, you know, cane strength campaign out right now on social media. And so this is something I would think that, you know, I would know about. And so I think what you guys are doing is wonderful. But I'll tell you, people go online because they're not yet ready to speak out loud the fact that either they or their child has a, you know, retinal degenerative condition. And so you have to start where you are. But once you get genetically identified, once you do the genetic testing, you're able to know what research is out there also, what medical research is out there that could potentially be helpful to you in the future or currently. And on Spark's website, on the iwanttoknow.com website, you can actually click and on find a provider that will tell you, based on your location, which providers are available to you that you can see who will order the genetic testing for you. And so, you know, finding out what your gene is medically may be challenging, but actually going and getting a genetic test is not that difficult.
And it's just blood work, correct?
Yes, it's blood work, or for some people, it's a saliva swab from your teeth.
But the point I'm saying is this way.
They're both simple.
On our webpage, if you go to our webpage, you will see the, what's it? What's
well,
what's it?
For the sighted people, they will see the logo.
Right.
IWantToKnow.com. And then for the visually impaired people, it's a button.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, www.iwanttoknow.com, and when they click on that, it goes to their landing page.
Right. So how do we get more people to do that? How do you get more people to do that?
Hopefully, they're listening to Rebecca and getting the message.
Yeah, there are a lot of us out there, you know, living very sort of meaningful and purposeful and successful lives. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, the other part of this message.
Okay, well, if you can give everybody once more, Rebecca, about the website for the, you know, visiting, tell them the landing, the website, what to, where to go.
Sure. So the website to go to for through Spark Therapeutics for their campaign, which is called I Want to Know, it's iwanttoknow.com, KNOW, iwanttoknow.com. And you can go on there, and it has all of the resources you need to find out where you need to go to get your genetic testing, how to find a provider in your area if you don't already have one. Otherwise, you can go to your PCP, you can go to your ophthalmologist, and just say to them, I would like to have our, you know, genetics testing done. And there is a lot of information that's available in terms of what you should be asking the providers as well. And that is all on the iwanttoknow.com website.
Well, thank you. And before we go, so it's all about being a self-advocate. That's what it is.
And if you folks out there listening, you want to call in right now, speak to...
We're going to go to break.
Well, after break, if they want to call in, we can hold her over. If anybody wants to call in, we can hold over. And anybody wants to talk to her, our pleasure. And this way you can ask any questions you want. 407-894-1680. Anybody wants to call in and speak to Rebecca?
We're going to go to break in 1 minute, but when we come back, if you'd like to hold on for a couple of minutes, you can tell everybody about your book, okay? Before we say goodbye. Well, why not, right?
Yep.
Hold
and
on,
by the
Rebecca.
By the way, if you ever want to know anything, tell your friends. All they have to go to the internet and look up just Blind Radio Show. We're right up there, Blind Radio Show.
Well, Blind to Beyond Radio
Show. Well, it says Blind to Beyond Radio Show, but look up for Blind Radio
Show. All right, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind to Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
This message is brought to you by iwanttoknow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at iwanttoknow.com. That's EYE, want the number 2, KNOW.com. iwanttoknow.com is an accessible website.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure. Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter music reading solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Rebecca, you're still there?
Right. Well, let me tell everybody.
I'm still here.
Okay. Let's tell everybody who we're talking to in case they just tuned in. We're talking to Rebecca Alexander, and Rebecca is talking about genetic testing on behalf of Spark Therapeutics and iwanttoknow.com. And Rebecca herself is blind. She has Usher syndrome. So we're back, Rebecca. I would like to tell everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thanks for joining us again. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell everybody about your book? I see the name, but I'll let you say it.
Oh, sure. So I wrote a book, actually a memoir, called Not Fade Away, a memoir of senses lost and found. And it was, let's see, it came out in 2014, 2015.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so it's basically about my life living with Usher syndrome and sort of this progressive. It's interesting, you know, whenever you see anything written about having a retinal degenerative condition or Usher syndrome, you will often find that people write that Rebecca suffers from, or so-and-so is being robbed of. And it's very much about sort of, we live in this culture that sort of sends this message that really sort of lends itself towards, you know, even feeling badly for people who have vision loss or hearing loss. And it's always sort of bothered me. And so my book is really sort of more about, yes, living with tremendous loss, but also just how sort of fulfilling and meaningful and funny life is, just like, you know, for everybody else. And anyway, it's being made into a motion picture, so that's exciting. And we'll sort of see what happens.
Well, that's terrific.
I want to check it out myself. Do you know, is it available on in the audiobook formats or anything?
It's available in every form of visually impaired format you can imagine. The Library of Congress for the Blind, they have it in Braille. It's on Audible. It's on, you know, iTunes. You can listen to it. You can read it in Braille. You can read it. There's a large print version.
Sweet.
That was definitely something I wanted to make sure it was available to everybody who might actually want to read it for their own personal, benefit.
Well, I think that positive twist is good. And certainly the fact of, like you say, you hear about so many people saying this person has been robbed of their sight or whatever. And I can see sometimes they might be doing that for fundraising and trying to make money. But when it comes down to it, we don't want to be thought of as being robbed from anything. We're still living. We're still here trying to do our thing. So.
Right.
Rebecca,
and, you know, it's funny.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, when you're off the air, please write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay. Because I'd like to talk to you after.
We'd like to have you back.
And also,
we'd like to have you back because as we go to more and more cities, we're going to more and more cities with the radio show. We just opening up next week. We open up in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca, West Palm Beach, Stewart. And now, we're in Dallas. We're in St. Louis. We're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're in many cities around the country.
So it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And it's A-N-D's. But anyway, we have to go, Rebecca. We just wanted you to, you know, mention your book and a little bit. Tell everybody to go to I Want to Know. That's right. That's EYEWANT, the numeral 2, KNOW, iwanttoknow.com.
You ever come to Florida?
Absolutely. I'd love to come to Florida. And listen, guys, keep up the good work. You've got great energy, and it's really been a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. Stay well.
Okay, nice to meet you, Rebecca. Thanks for all the information and all
that you
do. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll have to have her back.
Thanks.
She's great.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Yep, she's great.
Okay. What time is it? Let's see.
We are live from Orlando, Florida right now, and we're going to do our first trivia time.
That's right.
Trivia time.
This is Halloween
trivia,
right,
Michael? Phone number 407-894-1680. First trivia, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Spooky. Is dancing. I know it.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
Okay, so who is singing that song? Who's talking? Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, starting next week, we're going to do something. We're going to try it. We're going to try it next week for the first time, and maybe we'll do it maybe a couple times a month. We're going to do double or nothing. So when you call in, we'll ask you, do you want to go double or nothing? And if you say yes, we'll play a song again after you guessed who sang first. But if you did it right, then we'll say, you want to do a double or nothing? We'll play another song for you on the air.
And you can see if you get it.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Okay.
I thought you were going to talk to David about that topic we were talking about off the air. The only thing is the
phones
are ringing.
No, because I was going to say that for next week. That's the one that David and I were talking off the air.
Right.
Yeah,
that needs
Barry.
A lot of time. Yeah. You can't do that in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a
but
whole
David,
show.
But David, call in next week and talk about it.
That's a whole
too.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, David, call in next week. We're going to have a whole show about what you and I were just talking about.
All right, then.
Yeah. All right. He's got a bunch of callers for...
They're all lining up.
They're lining up for the spooky music for Halloween.
Yep. So the point is, that's going to be very interesting. Double or nothing. Yeah, we're going to try that, see how that works. Oh, and I'll tell you something else. We start next week. Start next week, we're going to start giving out free, listen to this word, free T-shirts when you call. And we're making them up. We're going to start with at least 50. So the first 50 people call. Not today. Start next week. First 50 people calling get free T-shirts. It's a very nice T-shirt.
I got 50 people on the phone line calling now.
All right.
So listen, so let's take a journey all the way up to the Midwest.
Yep.
One of my favorite areas, not too far from Canton, Ohio, but Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
The one and only, Miss Shirley.
Okay, so who's on that line one? Anybody else on line two?
On line two, we have the one and only from here in Orlando, the city of beautiful Miss Sherry.
Miss Sherry's online.
And then
too.
We have Clifford, who's been struggling real hard trying to get in.
He said,
I'm going to get it this time.
Okay, he's on line three.
Yeah, he's on line three.
Anybody else? That's it.
And line four just let go.
Oh, okay. All right, so line number
one
didn't
have a chance.
Is Ohio. Okay, so this is Miss Sherry.
Shirley.
Shirley from Ohio. Yeah.
Yes, how are you?
All right, how are you doing, Shirley?
Okay.
Good.
I know who's singing that song.
Yeah, you know who's singing it?
You must be ready for Halloween.
Yeah. Who's
it's
singing
Bobby
it?
Bobby Boris Pickett.
You're 100% right.
Wow.
You're 100% right. So let me ask you a question.
Tell her what she wins, Bob.
Yeah. Well, here's my question. When are you coming to Orlando?
We're going to be there right after Thanksgiving.
All right. So I can send you two things. You choose whatever you want. You can have Dunkin' Donuts for $10, or you can have your... Sonny's Barbecue when you come here. Should I send you Sonny's Barbecue?
Dunkin' Donuts or Sonny's Barbecue, Len?
She's asking
Len. We have so many of them.
All right.
Okay, all right. We'll take that Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay, we'll send you out Sonny's Barbecue. I heard him so excited. All right.
This is a reality show,
yeah,
for
reality
sure.
Show. All right, so we'll send you out a Sonny's Barbecue when you come here.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
We got a few of the Dunkin' Donuts, so that might be a nice...
Yeah.
Nice treat. We don't go there too much, but I'm sure there's a few things there we might enjoy.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. We're going to just
barbecue.
Say hello to our next caller.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good talk to you, Shirley.
Let's see. Anybody still holding for line two?
Okay, line two hung up, so let's go to line number.
We're going to break in 1 minute. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take line three real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Who is it?
All right,
Clifford.
Line three is the one and only Clifford.
Oh, Clifford, you're still there?
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Clifford.
He's got his radio on.
Clifford, you still there? Clifford.
Turn your radio down, Clifford. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, Clifford.
By the time you say hello, we'll be going to break.
Clifford.
Hello?
Yeah, Clifford.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, so yeah, I tell you what. You get ready to call in about a half hour from now. We'll play some other songs, and I'm sure you're going to know them. So I'm sorry you missed out, but I want to talk to you. And
okay.
Where are you from, Clifford? Okay. What city are you calling me from, Clifford?
Orlando.
Old Town, Orlando.
Oh, Old Town. Okay. Looking forward
Don't
to
worry.
Talk to you again, Clifford. Stay well. Stay talk up. To you soon.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, come on back,
okay,
man.
Bye-bye. Take
bye,
care. Bye.
Right.
We're going to break right
I'll
now.
I'll be back.
Okay. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polera.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Raw Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I think that's right. Phone number here to call in, which I know is right. 407-894-1680. Mr. Dave.
Yo-ho, that's me.
I'd like to hear a little more about your trip when you went away.
Actually, England. We're waiting for our guest caller from California to call in.
Well, I can talk
on the
to
line
Dave
yet,
meanwhile.
Chris? No? Okay.
Well, let's see. What can I tell you about my trip? It was a kind of a mixed trip, along with being I went over there originally because I'm a ham radio operator, and there was a big event, a formal dinner for a club that I belong to in Cambridge. So I went there, which was beautiful, a chance to meet friends of mine that I talked to on the radio around the world, finally meet them in person. And then also played some music there with my buddy Bri. We had a gig at a fine establishment in Cambridge called the Flying Pig. You got to like that, right?
What's the pig fly?
When pigs fly. No, that's a pub, but in Cambridge, pretty popular place. And we had a wonderful time there. That was a tremendous experience.
Did you ever have a group called Iron Maiden?
Oh, yeah.
One of them, opened up a rib place in Carl Springs, Florida.
Yeah, I think one of those.
Must be great ribs.
I think that guy, he has a couple places down here in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember what his name is, though. But
just tell us more about England.
So England was interesting. A great time there. And then we spent a couple days. Brenda and I branched off and went to London, which we really liked. But I will tell you one thing about London was quite surprising. And I think this is in the last couple of years. They've got very bad air quality. Very bad. In fact, the reason why I say it's recent is that they are talking about it on the local news over there, talking about kids with asthma problems, waiting on the bus. And we noticed that quite a bit. There was a lot of trash. And plus, just the air quality was very poor. And so, yeah, we're going to have to write the Queen, tell her she's going to need to, hop on it and clean the place up, because whatever's happened in the last couple of years is...
Does it bother your eyes?
It's changed. Didn't bother my eyes, really, but Brenda said her eyes burned a little bit, and definitely our throats and sinuses, you could tell. But there's just so many... between the tour boats, all the traffic and the trains and this and that, their air quality just gone down. And it's a big city, of course, but it shouldn't be like that. So be forewarned. If you go to London, be prepared.
Here's a question. I don't know about you, because you've been blind a long time. But for those folks that are newly blind in the last 15 years, have you noticed since you've been blind, your eyes become more sensitive? I know my eyes, since I've been blind, have been much more sensitive. Like with Dave's talking about different situations, I sneeze a lot more. My eyes run more.
My eyes are definitely sensitive to the light.
Yeah, well, mine too. That's why I wear glasses all the time.
Even like when I go to the dentist, for example, yeah. A lot of times I'll take my glasses off, but the lights are brighter than they. I don't even realize how bright they are, but then I realize my eyes are tearing and all this stuff. And maybe that's just because the nurse poked me with something in the mouth.
Have some light.
Yeah, but I don't really notice it so much as far as vision goes, but my eyes certainly detect the light that bothers them.
So, I wear dark, very dark, dark sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, I wear glasses most of the time anyway.
And do your second trivia while we're waiting.
Okay. Right now, we're going to trivia again. Trivia time. 407-894-16. Oh, is that the Castanets?
No, that's the new trivia, Castanets.
Okay. Wise guy. So we're going to break?
Going to break.
Stay tuned. We're glad to be on. When we come back, we'll go trivia. Take care.